Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. The White House on Monday called for an immediate ceasefire to fighting in Sudan between the army and a paramilitary force and said U.S. officials are in touch with military leaders. This as a third day of fighting between Sudan's military and the paramilitary rapid support forces raged on the capital, with both sides claiming control of strategic sites. A doctors' union says nearly 100 people have been killed in the clashes as calls for a ceasefire continue to grow. Here's VOA's Michael Atit.
The sounds of gunfire echoed across the Sudanese capital, Khartoum, and other towns Monday afternoon. The military headquarters, Khartoum International Airport, and areas around the presidential palace are the current main battlefields between the military and the rapid support forces. The shooting affected the power supply and water system in the capital, making life more difficult for those trapped indoors by the fighting and people wounded in the clashes. The East African Regional Bloc, IGAD, has delegated the presidents of South Sudan, Kenya, and Djibouti to talk to the Sudanese warring parties in an effort to halt the fighting. Michael Atit for VOA News, Khartoum, Sudan.
The EU called for a cessation of hostilities and de-escalation in Sudan Monday, as the army and former militia engaged in deadly fighting. EU Commission spokesperson Nabila Masrali.
All efforts are welcome to seek ways to support dialogue and mediation, return to civilian-led transition. And of course, we call on external actors to refrain from interfering.
Israeli President Yitzhak Herzog called for national unity at the opening ceremony for Israel's annual Holocaust Memorial Day Monday, as the nation remained deeply divided.